Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, what do you say we do a podcast? It's Monday. It's funny, Al. I just did the 10 o'clock update on the Fan, and I said it's currently 62 degrees. You know, this time next week, it's going to be currently 94 degrees.
Is that right?
Next week in the 90s, Tuesday around 100.
Wow. I guess I'll get that air conditioning all fired up and ready to go.
I think even where you are, you're going to need the AC a little bit next week.
Because right now I have a hoodie on and a jacket on top of it in the studio because it's freezing.
It's freezing everywhere.
Yeah. I had a bit of a misfortunate situation go on at the grocery store.
Oh, no.
Yeah, where I frequent. I frequent a grocery store, and normally I do my own checkout.
Okay.
I don't get involved. I go in, do my thing,
yep.
Check
You're
out.
You're scanning as you go, right?
Scanning as I go. Yeah. I check out, no problems. There's someone who is, so one of the items I was looking to purchase was espresso.
Okay.
Which is, the label said on sale for $7,
mm-hmm.
but it rang up while my scan 12 something. So that was a significant, it was a dollar or two off, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the courtesy desk, I go, oh, I have this, da da da. She goes, yeah. She went and looked, she goes, oh, it was last week, but we'll give it to you. I go, nah, I go, it was last week. She goes, no, I insist. She goes, just don't use the checkout. Go to this register over here, and then I'll come over and give you the cash.
Okay.
Very nice. So there is a person who works in the supermarket who is a very hard worker and is there all the time.
Okay.
I am not sure if this is a man or a woman.
Okay.
And I'm curious about it just as a curious person. If I had to guess, I believe that this is a man.
Okay.
That is more effeminate. By the way, we grew up with effeminate men. Right? I'm saying there have always been effeminate men.
Sure.
Right. So this is the register they send me to. And I'm being super conscious of everything because mm-hmm. I don't know. Is this a man? Is this a woman? Is
okay.
this a trans person?
Okay.
I don't know. But I'm a little nervous of not wanting to say the wrong thing.
Okay.
So I get in the line. And the person's like, oh, well, what's going on? I go, well, and I don't even want to say the woman over there because even though I know.
Right.
I go, oh, the person at the desk said to come over here and
So far, so good.
So far, so good. The woman comes over and she's trying to figure out, did this get rung up? I go, yes. I go, yes, he rang it up. Excuse me? There's no he here.
Oh, the person said that.
Yeah. I felt so terrible.
Okay.
I go, oh, very sorry. And when I turned to apologize, I saw the name tag, woman's name.
Okay.
I said, I'm sorry. Not happy. And as this person rang me up afterwards, I looked at the person in the eye, said, I am very sorry. That is my bad. I apologize.
I think you've done as much as you can.
Right. Thank you. The thing I thought about this interaction after I'd left, Because I'm 55.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised that if a man is effeminate, that you make sure to still treat that person like a man,
mm-hmm.
whether they are effeminate, whether they have a high voice, display female quality, that is still a man. We're in a different time period now. So I was very thrown off. Why I didn't think to look for a name tag is beyond me. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why I never thought of that.
Right.
Because I would easily
you were
told
it sounds like you were in your own head.
I was in my own head for this interaction because I didn't want to do the wrong thing, and I end up doing the wrong thing. But I did apologize, and it wasn't in front. It was in front of me, the cashier, and the person from mm-hmm. the courtesy desk. Problem is, I go to this place all the time.
Now you're going to feel weird going back.
And this person works. I mean, this might be the hardest working person in this industry. I mean, they are there day and night. They are working.
Yeah.
And they're joyous and all these things. Like, man, what am I supposed to do?
I think
Jerry?
You go back to doing what you do. You go shopping
ignoring
there and
everybody.
You check yourself out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
That's all.
Yeah.
And if you come across her, now you know her name.
Right.
Say hello to her. By name. And keep it moving.
Maybe go overboard.
Well, no, I don't. You don't want to go overboard. You don't want to
do
that.
Don't want to go overboard.
You don't want to make it like it's a big deal.
Right.
But you've had this interaction now.
Yes.
You do know what her name is. You call her, you know, hello, Michelle. How are you?
Yeah, I want people to feel comfortable.
Yeah. Well, let's start by realizing if they're a man or a woman.
Correct.
But I think you can go back and you just do your thing like this never happened.
Yes. Okay.
I know you're going to feel weird the first time you go in.
I will.
Once you go in and shop and you get in, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
But I understand the hesitation.
I did. Yeah. I hesitated the whole time.
I get it.
I was a full-on hesitation mode.
But if that's where you go,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Go find another store now?
No, I can't. I know where everything is in this store. It's
right.
Got the, you know what I mean? I have to do it.
I totally
and
understand.
And I didn't. I wasn't being mean, and I wasn't doing it on, certainly didn't do it on purpose. My natural instinct felt like to say he, and that just came out amongst everything because of the chaos.
What else
just
were you
rung
say?
Up as a,
they? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
It? I mean, you had a.
I believe this person rang me up.
You know what? Yes.
But it's over. Now I'm way overthinking.
That's everything. Exactly the way you could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you were conscious of it
mm-hmm.
and not, that would have been the perfect way.
Yes.
Eesh. Especially when you didn't want to say the woman over there and you said that person over there.
Yes.
You already did it. You had that in your head.
I know.
All right, now you screwed up. No.
Yeah. Damn it.
You know what? It just happened in the flow of conversation. You apologized.
It did. I apologized twice.
You move on. It's funny that you talk about a supermarket. You know, I have not gone to the supermarket in 3 years. Now, I don't mean Dearborn. You know, I always talk about Dearborn or like these small little, you know, Italian shop. I don't mean that. You know, go get bagels. I mean a supermarket. My wife has been doing that. I don't know. I used to do it every Saturday or Sunday morning. I forget. I would go. Then travel baseball picked up, and then we would just go whenever. And then she kind of just took the reins and started going. So probably 3-4 years, I have not really gone to the supermarket. That changes this week.
Oh, you're back on supermarket
duty?
My
wife is having, a procedure done, and so I'm going to have to do all this stuff for a few weeks. I'm like, I'm good with everything. I don't want to go to the supermarket. I'm like, I might pull the old Amazon delivery thing.
Yeah, the supermarket, once you have a supermarket that you go to and you know where everything is and you know what your family generally gets, it's easier.
Sure.
Learning a new supermarket.
I don't feel like going.
And the stores that are gigantic, like you see like a giant shop, right?
Like, not interested.
What is going
too big.
On in there?
They're too big.
Yeah.
And I don't find it. That might even be the last time I went in to a supermarket to actually shop. And it was one that they put in Middletown. It's really nice, but holy crap, it is like a Costco warehouse. It's too stupid. I don't care for it.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, this weekend I was in a place called the Restaurant Depot.
Oh, yeah. I only know of that because a friend of mine had bought a food truck, and that's where he would go every Saturday.
To me, it's like, I don't know the difference between that and Costco. It looked very similar.
I've never been in one. Is it? It's the same type of
like
deal,
bulk.
Buying in bulk?
Yeah.
Do you need a card to get in?
No.
Oh, anybody can go?
Yeah.
Oh, where is that? What town?
This one was in I believe it was in Eatontown.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
A big restaurant depot.
What was the crowd like in terms of, like, Costco is crazy busy. Is this the same or is it a little lighter with the traffic?
Yeah, this it wasn't as crazy as Costco, but it okay. was pretty busy.
Hmm.
And people, you could tell, like, they were buying giant bags of potatoes, you know, like, to feed a restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
But it also was a little disturbing that you got to see, like, what the restaurants are serving us.
Because yeah.
the food that, I guess, meant not every restaurant shop in there, but
a lot of them do.
A lot of them do.
By the way. So yesterday, here's one of these classic examples. So there's this an Italian olive oil that's for sale. It was at Dearborn yesterday in the morning I saw it. And they're right by the registers, and usually their sales stuff is right there, so you can see it on the way in or the way out. So there's Italians in the canister. One was green, one was blue. Same company, olive oil. So I pick up the blue one. And I now know to look at the, because I've seen enough of this now, to look at the ingredients. The first ingredient, refined olive oil, comma, 100% olive oil. So clearly there's more of the first than the real olive oil. Then you pick up the green can, the only ingredient, 100% olive oil.
That was one of the cans extra virgin olive oil?
I'm sorry, yeah. They both had that. The one had it as the second ingredient. The green can, that was the only ingredient.
Yeah.
So the only thing I can think is this company, I'm not going to say their name, clearly cheapens up the first one. It's the same price, but they make more profit because they're probably putting half crap in the one and then filling it with the extra virgin olive oil. Like, you scam artists.
So how are they indicating that why one was in a blue bottle? Like if you
there
didn't
is
look
none.
At the ingredients.
The cans are exactly the same, except one's green and one's blue. There was no, I saw the, and that's why I went to the ingredients. I'm like, what is different about these two? One has refined oil first.
Yeah.
Then the extra virgin olive oil. The other one is only extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, the biggest scam is like if you go to, and this is what annoys me about Italian restaurants, because Italian restaurants, they want you to be like, oh, in Italy, it's all about the food in Italy. And oh, isn't Italy the best? And isn't being Italian the greatest? And then you're serving us crappy oils. Like the oil they put on the table to dip the bread in is not olive oil. It's some olive oil.
It's probably this refined crap.
Right, it's refined crap.
Yeah, it might be.
And other terrible seed oils, Jerry. Mm. So that's what I don't like. If you're going to tell me you're a Italian place, serve me what Italians would eat, not right. what you're feeding us fat Americans.
Well, my brother, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law go there at least once a year now, and they're going to this big Italy cruise coming up for like 10, 12 days too. They love it over there. And before our food came, we went to an Italian restaurant Saturday night, as a matter of fact, down by where they live. And as we were having the conversation about, you know, how nice it is down there and that the portions, like we really are out of control here. And the portions in Italy, like if you want ravioli, you get like two of them. Like that's it. You
yeah.
get two of them. And then they time it so nice and the it's cheap. And right as we were finishing that conversation, here came our food. Like we were looking like we were going to feed 93 people with for seven of us.
Yeah.
And it's just, God, the overabundance is just ridiculous here.
There was a time Olive Garden was doing this thing where you would order, like if you went to go dine in to Olive Garden, you would place an order, and as part of the deal, you got that same order to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if you
like
ordered
extra.
Yeah, if you ordered chicken parm, you'd get a chicken parm, and then they'd box up a chicken parm for you to take home with you.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's a lot of food.
Very strange.
It's a lot of food. A
lot of food, Jerry.
Yeah.
I asked Twitter about shorts. Like, what are we doing?
You mean like Grok?
No, I asked like the people of Twitter. I posted. Say, what are we doing for shorts this summer? What's the style nowadays? I like to check in every now and then.
I thought you asked Booker about all this stuff.
I did. I did ask Booker. He gave me ideas about shorts. But I was like, let me see what the audience thinks. So I actually got a lot of, and most people were nice. This was very strange. It wasn't all like, you loser. And a lot of people, there was a ton of different shorts people recommended. But when the people sent me links and I clicked on them, it was interesting to see that the shorts I currently own, they go down just above the knee, just above. It appears the newer styles are a couple inches above the knee.
Oh, I'm not wearing those.
Yeah.
I will not wear those.
I got to tell you, on the models it was looking like, it looked very strange.
Yeah, I don't
me.
Like it. I don't like short shorts.
Yeah.
I still like shorts that go to the knee or literally right below it. And I don't care if they look long. Don't care. And I don't care what these styles are. I'm wearing what I want to wear.
Yeah.
So not doing it.
So I still have the Flag and Anthem shorts that come down to just about the knee.
Perfect.
And other people, a lot of people had really good advice. They just said, because I would say, what are some shorts I could wear with a t-shirt and that I would also wear to a restaurant that allows shorts?
Okay.
And many people are right. They go, if you go to any golf store, the shorts that you can golf in is exactly that. They're t-shirt shorts. Mm-hmm. They're shorts for a restaurant. They're shorts with a nice collared shirt.
We just got a Golf Galaxy in Homedale.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You can get shorts there, shirts, whatever you want.
By the way, it was funny. You had come in during one of the commercial breaks, and you said that you were at Golf Galaxy and many...
Met a lot of people.
Many listeners. It wasn't minutes after you walked out of there. I went to my Instagram. Here's a direct message. You're not going to believe this. My wife and daughters were at Golf Galaxy, and they told me they met a celebrity. I thought they ran into Bruce Springsteen. It was Jerry Recco.
Well, that's very nice.
Is it a gigantic place, huge. Golf Galaxy?
Yeah, it's big. It's a big place.
And they got shorts. They
it
got
took
everything.
Over an enormous Barnes & Noble, which moved into a smaller space in the shopping center. This was like an end cap. Very big place. So now, if you walk into this Golf Galaxy, you've got this huge putting green to the right that they let you. Like, my son putted for a half hour as I was going around the store. They leave you alone. You can check everything out. Clubs out the ass. They got golf fitting in the back. Club repair in the back. They got six bays for like virtual golf. It's nuts. It's really cool, actually. Hmm. Very nice. Golf and they're very Galaxy. Excited. I met, I think Dan is his name, the manager, who also is a listener to the program. Very excited to be there. And yeah, it's kind of cool, actually. So it's pretty neat. Not to do a commercial for them, but I did meet a lot of people.
Yeah. What's the style for golf shirts now? Are they, because we, before we come on the air in the morning at 5 a.m., CBS Sports Network's always running these old golf tournaments,
so
the U.S. Open, and you can tell sometimes the shirts are big and baggy, sometimes they're more snug. Like, what's the fitting now?
The collared shirt is still the most popular.
Yeah, collared shirt.
In terms of the fit, I really do believe it's up to the person. Like, I am not wearing a tight-fitting shirt because I'm lumpy. It's gross. I'm not doing it. So mine's going to be a little baggy.
Plus, you want a little room when you're
for
golfing.
For sure. Then there's also the mock turtleneck, which is acceptable because it's some sort of a collar. It's not a Tiger made that popular. He was the one, I believe, that started the mock turtleneck short sleeve.
Without a collared shirt on?
Correct. Short sleeve, but it's usually by the golf apparel companies, but it's a great way to play. Those are the most popular, probably. The pants are still a big deal, and then the khaki shorts. It hasn't changed all that much.
And the quarter zip.
The quarter zip is very popular, too. Yes, very much so.
Golfers love a quarter zip.
But the quarter zip gets very popular in the spring and in the fall when the temperatures get a little bit chilly. You're talking summertime. I'm trying to think. Are there quarter zip?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Not really. I was going to say, not really too many quarter zip short sleeves. They do exist, but it's still the collared shirts the most popular, no matter where you go.
I always wonder about when you're wearing shorts, what socks to wear. I'm still thrown off of that by that.
I wear low black socks now, low black Adidas socks.
See, I always think the low socks, but if you'll see, like, I don't know what your son wears.
Mm-hmm. The low ones.
Yeah, because I'll see teenage kids and kids in their 20s wearing like socks that go halfway up their shin.
Which, my boys don't wear those. No.
Those definitely seem out of style, but they're not.
It seems like 1982.
I know, but I think they're back.
Maybe, but I will tell you, watching, being at the golf course a lot,
Yeah.
You don't see it. You just don't see that.
So the no-show socks, kind of.
Yeah.
Or just barely.
Or just above the shoe line.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, so am I. And I didn't, for the longest time, now I didn't want the ones halfway up your shin, but I didn't like the low socks that just come above. They annoyed me. One day I just started wearing them, though. I don't know why. And now I couldn't go back.
And now you like them.
I do. And that's what I wear. And they're the same ones. They're the black Adidas socks, which now with Rutgers moving back to Nike, I'm going to have to change to Nike again. But
you have to switch Nike.
I'll be getting black Nike socks.
Mm.
But I do like those.
I was at Father's Day celebration over the weekend. And we somehow got into discussing whether you are a person that hits the snooze button or does not hit the snooze button.
Yeah.
And me and my one sister never hit the snooze button.
Mm-hmm.
Alarm goes off, up, and let's go.
Yeah.
What about you? You a snooze button person?
Not during the week, no. Matter of fact, I get up before the alarm almost every day for work. Today, I had the alarm set for, it's Monday. I had the alarm set for 2:44 I had the alarm set for. I was up at 2:30. And at that point, I'm not going back to sleep.
You just got up.
I just get up. Saturday and Sunday, I'll give myself a little bit of leeway depending upon the night before. So like Friday was a very long day. I had a couple of drinks. By 10:30, I was shot. And so I set the alarm for 6:30. That's 8 hours. When that alarm went off, I got up. Sunday, I went to bed at around 11 because we were out with Kim's sister. It was about 11 o'clock. I set the alarm for 6:30 like I always do. But I'm like, I set a second one for 6:50 just in case. I did hit snooze. But during the week, absolutely not. Get your ass up. Because to me, once you hit snooze, all bets are off.
Yes.
You never know.
Never know.
If I'm up, I'm up. Let's go. We got to go to work.
Plus, I don't know how your phone is, but on the iPhone, the snooze and the stop buttons are right there.
No, are they?
If you think you're hitting the snooze button and you hit stop, it does not ring again.
Yeah, well, see, I set four different times.
Yeah, so that, people do that.
That would be my snooze.
Yeah.
Rather than worrying about hitting dismiss or snooze.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
That's trouble.
So, like, I set my alarm this morning, was set for 2:44, 2:48, 2:52, and 2:56. One of them was going to go off.
Yes, one of them's going off for sure.
So, yeah, I hate the snooze button.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Get up and let's go.
Yeah, start your day.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up program. Start
different
your day
tomorrow.
With that. Tomorrow I've got CeeLo.
Yeah, me and Willie Colon.
You and Willie Colon in for the Boomer and Geo bougie golfers.
Yes.
We'll be bougie golfing tomorrow.
Oh, good for them. They're the, like two peas in a pod.
They sure are.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, we'll see you then tomorrow. So!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.